approach this Purim and we approach this Shabbos of Parsha Zachar in a little bit of a different feeling as Israel continues its war against Amalek, against our enemy. And the Torah from the beginning has an obsession with defeating, eradicating, and wiping out Amalek from the Parsha and Bishalach, from the war against Amalek, when the Torah says, "So Zosi Karam HaSefer," write this down, "Simba Ozne Yehoshua." Put in the ears of Yeshua this battle that we fought against Amalek. The reminder in Parshas Kiseitzi that we'll read on Shabbos to remember Amalek, the idea of Timcha Zecher Amalek, to the battles we fight in Shmuel. The Torah has us in a desire to wipe out the evil of Amalek. And the question is, what is it about Amalek? What is wrong with Amalek that we want to wipe them out and destroy them? Timcha Zecher Amalek. So the Ramban suggests that when the nation of Amalek attacked the Jewish people after leaving Mitzrayim, that was not only an attack against the Jews, that was an attack against God, against the Ribono Shel Olam himself. And that condemnation, that's the evil that permeates Amalek. The Abarbanel suggests that it's not that they fought against God, but they fought for no reason. When you discuss battles and just reasons for going to war, there are permissions that a nation could have to go to war. But Amalek, they just want to fight. They just want a conquest. They don't care about anything else. They just want to go ahead and do battle. Rav Hirsch suggests that everything about Amalek is about power. They're not interested in their values, in alliances. They just want to fight because they want power. Look at Haman. Haman decides that everybody has to bow down to him. And when one guy, when Mordechai doesn't bow down, that is the reason he decides to wipe out the Jewish people. And it's the reason he ends up dead, is because he wants more and more power. But Rav Huttner, in his Pachad Yitzchok, on the first essay into the Pachad Yitzchok on Purim, suggests that Asher Karcha Baderech, when the Torah tells us that Amalek attacks us, Asher Karcha. And Rashi explains that Karcha means to cool down. That when the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, every other nation looked around and said, "Oh my gosh, we're not going to even come close to touching the Jewish people." Hashem just made mincemeat of the Egyptians. Dam, Tzfardeya, Kinam, he wiped them out. The most powerful empire in the world could not even stand a chance against the Ribono Shel Olam. So every other nation said, "We're not getting close." But Amalek, not only did they believe that there is no such thing as a ruler of this world, they don't believe in a Ribono Shel Olam or in a God, they believe in chance and coincidence, but more than that, they wanted to take away every ounce of Kedusha in this world. They were not interested in anything else but the removal, but of bittul, of nullification, of Kedusha. And that's why they fought against the Jewish people, to remove the Kedusha of Am Yisrael. Look who they attack. The Ayef and the Ageya, the weak in the back, they attempt to remove any sense of values, of Torah, of Chashivas of the Jewish people and of the Ribono Shel Olam. And as we approach this Purim, as we read Parsha Zachar, is with understanding that this real evil exists. And at the same time, the way that we respond, we don't respond with battles for no reason. We fight for a reason. We fight to defend Am Yisrael, to defend the Ribono Shel Olam, to make a Kiddush Hashem for just reasons. And as we read not only about the defeating of Amalek that we have to do, but it's also the response that the Jewish people have in fighting these battles that we've seen in real time, that continues to exist, the Kiddush Hashems, the way that we fight, the way that we care for one another. Amalek doesn't care for anyone, and we only care as much as we can for every single person and every single Jew in the world. The way that we're creating our Mishloach Manos and Matanos Lev Yonim, it feels a little bit different this year because of the connection we have. So as we read, not only to defeat Amalek, but we also know that we continue to do this job. But the Torah requires of us to defeat the nation that wants to remove all Kedusha from this world by doing it, by putting more Kedusha into this world.